Hey, what is up, everybody? It is Monday, August 16th, and I am back finally into the normal routine of the day-to-day. It's good to be back. It's good to finally have a working mic. It's finally good to have, you know, lighting and, you know, feel like I'm back in the pilot seat, in the captain's chair. And I'm really excited. We had a crazy weekend. I'm still playing catch up from the wedding activities last week. But I guess I'll take a moment real quick, just reflections over the last 7 days of like wedding activities and seeing friends that I haven't seen in a while and hanging out with new people, and the discussions around NFTs that were had, I think are really important for everybody to understand. Is there are people that have like, I've met people who like had Aave in their like wallet and they didn't know what an NFT was, or like they own Bitcoin since like 2016 and Ethereum, and they're like, oh, I believe it's the future, but they didn't know what an NFT was. And I even like, there are people that hadn't even heard of like Ethereum and Bitcoin really, and now they're like interested in NFTs just because of the conversations, not just because of conversations, but because when you start to show them and show them what's possible, and they see the, I guess, returns is a big part. But I think it clicks when people realize that these are assets and that they are ways to express yourself and social signaling, intellectual property rights, and people get really excited about it. But I think the biggest thing to understand here is most people who are jumping into this space immediately ask me, well, what should I buy? Like, that's the first question. And I think I would encourage everybody that, and the analogy I've used has been like, when you wake up in the morning, it should feel like I have a final exam tonight and I haven't gone to class for the whole semester and I need to learn like a semester's worth of material in a day. If you want to get into this seriously and be a trader and flip. But I think the lack of studying, the lack of homework, the lack of research is what will do most people in this industry, because the narrative from like 5 months ago has gone from here's what's happening and what's in, like, you know, what you should buy and like what people are doing. It was very high quality filtered. Now it has turned into the noise and the amount of projects, the amount of derivative projects has swelled insanely over the last 2 weeks. So I'd really encourage people that are either getting into it or new to realize that you can save a ton of money, not make you know, big financial mistakes if you do put the time in to do research and study. This is an industry that rewards effort. It rewards people who triple down on themselves and say, I'm going to learn and bet on myself by taking the time to learn. And I think that's the right way to do this. You certainly can go and say like, okay, if I have like 15 ETH and buy like, you know, maybe not right now because of the price, but like buy a Cool Cat, a Hearst, a Squiggle, a Bored Ape Yacht Club, a Punk, like these blue chips that we know are going to be around for a while. And I think we're in a point now, if you have like 2 ETH and it's like, okay, I want to get in and I want to have really high returns, I want to get high quality stuff, it's going to take some research. Because it's just not as easy as it used to be as far as finding projects. So that's kind of like my morning rant. I like, if there's anything I want you to take away from this video today, it's you need to do research, you need to like understand the market, see what's doing well, what's not doing well, figure out who is here for 50 years, figure out who is just doing a pump and dump or shilling. And once you feel comfortable with that, you'll start to understand, I think, yourself, what is worth buying. I'm sorry for starting this video off with like a rant. But it's really important to me. And I think that was the biggest takeaway from the last 7 days, with so many new people and people getting interested. So with that said, let's jump into the news, what's going on in the NFT market. Friday night, I recorded a podcast with Tropo, Video Game Freak, and then two of my friends, a father and son duo that I'm very close friends with. It was one of probably my favorite burning gases so far. I am cleaning up the audio on that because we didn't have a mic. There was some dog barking, so I'm cleaning up a little bit. I'll hopefully get that out within the next hour or two of this video going out. But during that podcast, we had that same discussion of what I just said, which was, hey, we want to buy stuff. What should we buy? And, you know, Board Ape Yacht Club's too expensive. Squigglers are getting too expensive. And then we basically said Hearst Floor right now is like 3.4 or 3.5-ish. And we looked at Cool Cats. You know, Cool Cats haven't, you know, popped off yet. And we went to bed, like, you know, after this, we're you know, going to bed, and they're like, you know what, Hunter, I get it. I understand the Damien Hirst stuff. It is high quality. He's an artist. It makes sense to me. I get it. And it, like, clicked for me. I was like, wow, like, people who are new to this space right now are going to see this, and they'll be like, okay, like, I get that more than a CryptoPunk. Like, I'll pay $10,000 for that. Because if all this other stuff's popping off, this makes more sense, and I can grasp it a little bit easier. So I think they went to bed, we woke up in the morning, and as I was getting my coffee, this tweet, and I think some other people had texted me, I woke up to a couple texts about it, but basically the floor overnight quadrupling almost to 12 ETH, getting absolutely, absolutely just destroyed, like bought up at insane rates, And people were just kind of noodle handing this stuff and paper handing it down around like the 3 to 2 ETH floor price range. And I think what we saw here was a quick spike up to 12, a little bit of pullback right now, but we'll slowly try to probably bleed that off a little bit. But once this starts to come back down to 5, that's where I think the new floor will kind of settle at. And then it'll be just long silence. And we'll have, this will be a project where patience will pay off, because I think we'll have that period of like nothing new is happening. It's going to get forgotten about. It'll get washed under, you know, forgotten as all these other things are happening. But then like 2 months out, 3 months out from the burn period, next July 2022, this project will absolutely spike in price, because you have to remember, like, that's what we've seen with so many of these other projects where things blow up, they get really hot, then they get forgotten about, and then, like, same thing with the Punk's Comic, like, it was slept on, and then all of a sudden, like, okay, burn period's here, and everything just blew up. So I'm expecting this to play out the same exact way with the hearse. So if you didn't pick one up, don't worry, I don't think the floor is gonna, like, rip, like, to 20. I think we'll see a little bit of a pullback here after that spike up, people be looking to cash out. And then I'm expecting this to rip again as we go closer to the burn period. Huge thank you to Tropo Farmer. This one had me dying. I just had to give some love to it. Best teams at NFTs right now. Board Ape Yacht Club, I believe in that. Cool Cats NFT, totally believe in that. Pixel Vault, totally believe in that. And then Tropo and Hunter, definitely not a biased opinion there. When I do look at, like, who the best teams are right now as far as, like, projects, I think we've seen Board Ape Yacht Club, Cool Cats, and Pixel Vault, all three of them have not only killed at communication, but killed at, like, roadmap, killed at execution on, like, what they're saying they're going to do, collaborations, and providing value back to their holders. And any project that does this, you should be thinking, how do I get more money into it? Because there are only a handful, like, I would say a couple dozen, like, highly, 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 like, absolutely executing at the highest level projects right now. And I would even, like, look at Larva Labs and say, like, their lack of communication, even though we know that, like, long-term, I'm bullish on it and, like, they will do well. Like, when we look at, like, these three projects, the communication has been, like, at the top of the top. And so other projects that are doing this and executing at that level ought to be rewarded, in my opinion. Quick note going into this evening on Monday the 16th, we will have a interview with Kath Simmerd, one of my favorite photographers, and absolutely just a cool person. I know a lot of people from Deez's spaces have of her, and they've interacted with her, and they've seen her photography. If you have questions for her, leave them below in the video or reach out with a message to me. I'll certainly try to ask her, but I'm very excited for that. In less, in a more dramatic news or comment, Beanie and Pranksy absolutely getting into it over the weekend. You know, Beanie made a comment about how there's like a cell wall from Pranksy on the mint passes. And then Pranksy basically replying like, you know what, 7%, that's not a big deal. And they got into it. I mean, really, this just comes down to there are, as far as like drama goes in this space, we're seeing more and more people like lose focus from what is important, which is like high quality projects, providing value. And I would say like Beanie and Pranksy both I hold in high regards for different reasons. And I do think they're both worth like following and understanding what they're doing. But the drama just doesn't add value to the space in any way. So hopefully this drama gets resolved and we can all kind of move past it. But definitely that'll be something that's talked about today. So understand it was from that tweet, from that comment between how much Pranksy buys and sells and Beanie choosing some choice words in that exchange. On that topic of Punk's Comic, though, Punk's Comic on Friday wrapping up its burn period and claim period for the Meta Heroes. You know, they were actually doing a really good job showing all of the different characters that are coming out for the core heroes. I'm just super pumped. Like, Meta Heroes, I'm super bullish on, and obviously the Punks. But, like, there is just so much happening with this project, and there's so many different ways you can go. You know, so now there's Founders DAO tokens, there's Punk Comics, there's going to be a Moon DAO, there's different planets, there's going to be the Meta Heroes, there's going to be like core heroes within that. There's just so many different levels. There's DeFi involved. And that's what I, you know, also jumping back to the first comment on this video, a lot of people are looking at this like, okay, what can I buy then sell? It's very like one dimensional in a lot of newcomers' minds. And when you start to understand that there is like DeFi components to some of these projects, there's, you know, staking, there's burning, there's fractionalization, there's like, these are topics that you need to understand and see, like, there's like, just buying something for its art is a very, very shallow and surface level scratch into the NFT industry, where there are projects that are not only innovating, but like really pushing the bounds of what we expect and what the normal is. I guess even on top of that, another comment regarding like Ethereum and how you need to understand that functioning right now, you know, with the London hard fork and going to the burning, 1800 worth of gas for each mint of a Kongs over the weekend. With that, each of those mints, you know, actually burning an insanely large amount of Ethereum. So when we start to look at the actual numbers and data behind this, I have to look. I have to pull up the site. I think it's a site called like Watch the Burn or like something like that. I'll link it below, hopefully, if I can find it. But there is so much ETH being burned now, and it's happening at such a high rate that you just cannot. There's no way not to be bullish on Ethereum long term. The holders are getting rewarded. In other news, Kevin Rose launching a new podcast. Big love to Kevin. He provides nothing but value. Totally invested in the space. His new podcast is called Proof XYZ, or just for short, Proof. And definitely go check it out. I think the URL is xyz.proof.xyz. Definitely worth checking out, and do show him some love. He's providing nothing but value. A tweet that caught my attention this morning was Mooncats probably have the weakest floor I've seen in NFTs. You know, I think a lot of projects, again, that are quality and are overlooked and aren't being used for profile photos are, you know, there are opportunities there. And I think Mooncats is suffering. Another comment here is that, you know, it's confusing. Like, there's acclimated and unofficial, and some people don't know what is what. I do think Mooncats is an opportunity right now, though, and in the long term, I do see this project, you know, going higher just because of it being collectible and it fitting that same investment thesis that we've seen work so well for like Curio cards. So definitely keep an eye on Mooncats as we go forward here. In morning news, like there's been a few minute times like over the last week where when I'm showing people like what NFTs are, and they'll always get to Bored Ape Yacht Club, and then I'll be like, yeah, there's a lot of celebrities that use it. And like nothing made my morning more like a good morning this morning than the Dez Bryant Good Morning Apes with the, you know, Bored Ape Yacht Club profile photo. And it's just a funny story. Like, there is a guy who's, I think he's a freshman in college. He found out about Bored Ape Yacht Club. And then when he was looking through, I got a text from him. He's like, holy crap, Dez Bryant owns a Bored Ape Yacht Club. That's insane. Like, that's amazing. And, like, I'm so hyped. And, like, it's really cool to see, like, very, very prominent people who are, like, the best at what they do be part of like your community. And that's why I'm so bullish on Bored Ape Yacht Club, and why I think even at 15 ETH, it is insanely undervalued. Like, punks is a social way of showing like, yeah, like I got NFTs long before people, or I get NFTs right now and I have the financial backing. So I was either like super early and I got it, or I have the financial backing to do it and I believe that this is the project. Bored Ape Yacht Club is, okay, I was a little late, but I get it. And now it's more affordable. I'm making my bet and I'm part of the club. And it's certainly one that I think still, even at 15 ETH floors, I have so much bullish, like internal, like feeling for it. Obviously do your own research. No, this is financial advice, but when you start to look at like, what is the value prop of owning a Bored Ape Yacht Club versus a punk? Obviously, yes, I'm expecting huge things to come out of Larva Labs, and I'm expecting that, you know, obviously a punk can cash flow and probably a Bored Ape Yacht Club can cash flow, and that there are two different projects and comparisons for why you would want to own one over the other. But I do see that like people like Dez Bryant and people like, you know, these other like rhetoric, a huge DJ owning these apes just makes me excited because it's like, yeah, I'm part of the club. So that was just a thought on that. But good morning to you, Dez. Good morning, everybody watching. Mint Pass was claimable for 14 days on the Punks Comic website. Of the 10,000 that were available for claiming at 0.08 ETH, 9,678 were claimed. Of that, obviously 322 were not claimed. You know, it sucks for those people, but like that's actually really good, like to only have about 3% not be claimed. I mean, it's remarkable. It just shows how many people are actually involved in the community, and they didn't just buy a comic and they're like, all right, whatever, I'm gonna close Twitter, close this and walk away. So really happy to see that those were all claimed. And then, so that means the max supply of MetaHero identities is capped now at 9,678 because of those claims. And then there's 145 core characters. The core characters are randomly given away to Mint Pass holders. And you can still pick up those, on the secondary marketplace. I think the floor right now, but round two, on top of that, and I know we're spending a lot of time on Pixel Vault, but a lot did happen between that burn window and announcements, and just some very interesting stats on it. But the MetaHero Mint Pass sale generated 232 ETH, which is about $760,000 worth of Punks tokens sales. Those will be given to the Punks token treasury, and this will be used to provide Punks / ETH pair liquidity on Sushi. And it also opens up market buy Punks tokens for the Punks staking pool. And then the funds will be added to that Punks wallet shortly. I'm expecting that to happen over the next day or two here. So this is exciting because this is just showing that revenue for these projects will flow in. It gives liquidity. It makes kind of like props up this economy for giving back to the holders. So you know, if you want to, within the next week here, definitely within the next two, you'll be able to buy Punks, the token on Sushi. And it'll be a liquid market, which is so interesting. And, you know, being even saying here, yeah, you can buy it. It's a liquid market, but your incentive, it's an incentivized liquidity pool, which means like they're giving really big value back to people who interact with that pool instead of just owning the token. So I'm excited for that. Obviously punkscomic.com, like MetaHero, the mint pass claiming window has closed, burning, the burning window is closed. And you can only really right now purchase a comic, on the secondary. We'll look at that in a minute here. Floor price, 1.95 for the entire ecosystem. Looking at the top NFTs on OpenSea this morning, Pudgy Penguins currently number one. Like, who would have thought? Pudgy Penguins doing 16,000 ETH in volume over the last 7 days, it looks like here. I believe that's the last 7 days. It might be 24. But 16,000 ETH in volume. Artblox just behind by 100 and 15,900. And then CryptoPunks, only 11,900 only ETH in volume. Fourth is Bored Ape Yacht Club. So the top four obviously changing up in order right now. You know, Pudgy Penguins has solidified itself as like, you know, Pudgy Penguins versus Bored Ape Yacht Club, and you know, the drama between like, okay, these are just DeFi guys coming in and pumping this, and it's not, you know, it's not real, but it solidified itself as like a meme. It was featured in the New York Times. It's been featured and referenced by very prominent people. And like it's gotten value from that. The fact that it's been such a like polarizing topic, and like some people hate them, some people love them. I met people who never knew about NFTs, and like they're like, I want a Pudgy Penguin just because it looks cool. And they're affordable. So I get it. It makes complete sense to me. You know, no comments on like who I think Cole is and what he's doing, but like props to him. Like that's exciting to see your project at the top of OpenSea. I do really hope that they take this project and add like more utilization to it, and they think in like 40-year terms for what they can do with it. If they announced like they were doing an animated series, or they're like gonna partner with like Club Penguin or something, I'd lose my mind. I think this project would go double-digit ETH, and everybody would want to own it. But yeah, such a cool project from the perspective of, you know, 2 weeks ago it was 0.1. And there's just some guys on a space at like 2 a.m. talking about it, to seeing it be 2 ETH floor right now. Just crazy. And it shows how crazy this space is and how exciting the space is. Artblox floor absolutely ripping up, 0.95 to get an Artblox curated piece now. You know, the squiggles, we'll have to look at those specifically and go to DGen data. But the squiggles have been just rapidly being acquired, and the floors are rising. CryptoPunks, we'll touch on those later on the Larva Lamp website. Bored Ape Yacht Club still kind of just chilling at the 14E floor. That is getting picked through. Like I was looking at the floor with friends, trying to see if we could find them one, but it has been really picked through. The Damien Hirst collection, obviously, we had like a 3E floor going into the weekend, currently sitting at 9.8, pulling back from our high of 12. So losing about 2 ETH on the floor. I am expecting this to fall back a little bit more as people, you know, start to sell off. And we'll probably bounce back to like 5 ETH. But yeah, crazy to see the Hearst pieces to blow up that much. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Playground still kind of chilling, but volume is up for Artblox. Punk's Comic just under 2, Mebits just under 3. You know, we had the Crypto Kongs happen over the weekend. Cool Cats, and I'll say it again. I've said this for like a week, and I've been pretty accurate. And like, not to like pat my own back, but like, this is one that like I'm so confident on. Like, If you really were like, hey, I have 2 ETH and I need to put it in, and I want like a really good return in you know 12 months from now, and you want a profile photo project, Cool Cats just gets me so amped up. Like, it's such a laggard in the market right now. Like, we've seen so many other projects that have had high quality blow up, but Cool Cats, like, maybe we were at like a 0.8 floor, 0.6 floor, and now like the floor is 1.46. But we haven't seen this insane volume. Like, it hasn't had a huge spike where everybody's talking like, gotta have a Cool Cats. And we know that breeding's coming. We know that there's a series two. They've had collabs with some of the biggest names. Like, they had a collabs of Ghosts. I think they had another collab as well. And people are still using them as profile photos. They still are like a respected project. The devs are, you know, and the community is active and they communicate. I just see this project as like, it's a laggard. And I look at stuff like Fortune Media just below here for the Nifty 50, or not the NFT 50. And like, that was six. And we're like, this is almost 4X. And there's so much volume around it. But then there's Cool Cats where it's like, we haven't seen it absolutely blow up, and it hasn't had that same kind of light. Obviously, yes, there's like a 2.5X on that project, you know, since that 0.75 floor, 0.65 floor. But it just does not, I haven't gotten that like, oh, wow, it's moving feeling yet. Junkyard Dogs, a project that I picked up and I just like because of the animation and the they're cool, and who doesn't like dogs? As well as friends picking up ones with the middle finger emoji, their animation sitting at 0.09. World of Women sitting at 0.63, pulling back even further. We saw this all the way up to like 1.5, and then it dropped to like 0.9, and now we're at 0.63. Artbox Factory still chilling at 0.1. I think Factory Playground definitely have some opportunities, especially as we see curated blow up more and more. Dope Shiba's sitting at 0.07. What else do we got here? V Friends still hanging in around 7.5. Seen a lot of people kind of like buying one and saying like, oh, me and three friends went in, and like, I'm going to go 1 year, they'll go the next, and the third one will go the third. It's expensive, and we still have not gotten like big announcements, so excited for that. Derpy Birds, a project that Pranksy has promoted a bit, and obviously has a big bag of them. I think he bought like 750 or 500 of the 10,000. The real kind of thing here is that they have a cool look. They were cheap. Obviously I didn't get one on for mint, but I did pick up two on secondary. We'll see what happens. I'm getting kind of vibes of like, hey, this is a quality project from like, the art is cool and the birds are cool. But we will see. I threw 0.2 ETH at it. We'll see what happens. But do understand Pranksy, picked up a bag of these and is hoping that they pop off. And he'll probably talk about them a lot. If we start seeing these be used as like profile photos, that's when I'll get like excited for like that just being like an indicator. Because I think when you start to look at what are like non-traditional indicators for this market, obviously like we can go here, look at like volume, pricing, activity, who's buying, who's selling. But a non-traditional indicator for the NFT spaces, what are people using for their Twitter profiles? I would even say like, what are people using for their Discord profiles? Because those are far less changed. So if I start to see on Discord, people are changing their profile photos, and it's to like a single project, because of that being like an area that we see less change, I'll probably get more excited and be like, okay, notable people are changing their profile photos there. Might be worth looking into this project or picking one up. The Alpha Betty Doodles, 0.08 floor. I'm still very bullish on this from the kids' perspective in that demo. Curio cards still at a 0.3 floor. Might pick one of those up just to have one. Bored Ape Kennel Club sitting just under 2 at 1.94. Gutter Cat Gang, 2.3, still holding strong. Stoner Cats, notably right now, finally under mint price at 0.4. You know, it's just been holding steady there. the volume still holding in hanging in there. So we'll see what happens long term for Stoner Cats. What else do we have that's been going on? You know, Tom Sachs 3.5 E-Floor. It's hard to get into that project now. To get a rocket, it's going to cost you 10 to 15 ETH at least. Pegs floor 85 ETH. Fast Food Punks 2 ETH floor. What else do we got going on? Official Mooncats acclimated 0.4 floor. The Subducks hanging in there, like volume up, pricing up 0.3. Vogu Collective 0.4 ETH floor. Hash Mask, one that we'll talk about this morning, 0.65. Like this is like a classic project. And it's one of the original ones that kicked off NFT Mania. So we'll have to look at this project. I think it's one of those that's like, hey, there's, you know, obviously, like, as far as supply goes, like the supply is a bit high, but it's a original project for the space. And we did see, you know, these sales used to be in the, you know, single high, like not high single digits, but like 2, 3, 4 ETH sales were not unheard of. And it's just another project that like gives cheap exposure to newcomers, which is like where I'm starting to try to figure out how to get money into, because like, again, people who have been trading ETH and Bitcoin still have not found out about this, and they're going to come in and be like, "Well, where can I put $10,000?" And they're, you know, what are those projects going to be? Fame Lady Squad still trying to claw its way back from that FUD and drama. 0.07 hanging there. Forgotten Runes Wizards 0.2, not too much of a change there. Avastars seen at 0.2, not too much change there. Yeah, I mean, looking at the rest of the market, nothing too crazy. Robotos 0.1. There's just so many new projects and so many things coming out. You know, I told you guys we'd touch on a few projects before we got into Punks. Pudgy Penguins, the volume for this project spiking up, and then we're kind of seeing average price start to pull back now. Is the kind of like hype cycle for this about to go into a retraction and then consolidation phase that we normally see, which is this run up, pull back, and then we'll have sideways motion, and then the narrative comes back, we see the next step up. I think so. I don't see why not. And you know, I think the Penguins have just been such a prominent point of the discussion over the last week here that you know, the people who bought them, and there's going to be some sellers that want to cash in. They'll chase this down. We'll find a floor probably around 1.5, maybe low ones, and then go from there. Floor currently sitting at around like 1.8, it looks like 1.7, even seeing some like 1.5s roll through. So, you know, I don't have insane confidence in this floor, you know, holding to right now, at least the way it's acting. But I could see this pulling back and being a good buying opportunity if you just want to own the meme. Curated, obviously getting bought up in just insanely over the weekend. Again, another blue chips kind of project, and everybody knows that this is a project where, well, it's not a project, but a collection of projects that are just regarded as, you know, the best of the best for generative art, and it kind of being like the stamp of approval where if you are in art blocks, you're one of the best. You know, Ringers obviously just going higher and higher. I'm expecting them to be in the MoMA at some point. Fidenzas and Ringers currently costing you in the high 30s to pick one up. If we take a look, let's hop into Squiggles and see what's going on with them. Because notably, this was one of those projects, again, where I had friends, they're like, I'll pick up a normal Squiggle. It was like 4 ETH. And then I think coming into the beginning of the week here, looking at what they cost, the price is absolutely popping off. We look for a price low to high on the buy now. For a normal Chromie Squiggle, it's 8.25. Wow, that is just bonkers. just bonkers. Wow. So, you know, if you pick one of these up for like 0.5 3 months ago, you're sitting pretty right now with a 16x return. If we pull up each of the other properties, so normal chromies, 8, slinkies sitting at 11.5, fuzzies sitting at, let's see here, 16.75. Wow, just crazy. Ribbed sitting at a cost of 17.75, which is interesting because if we look at like slinkies to fuzzies, it's only like 100 difference, and it's a huge, huge price difference. It might just be because of the difference in looks. But ribbed to fuzzy, which is you know, a 250 difference, almost a no difference in floor price. I think the one thing that I've noticed that I didn't pay attention to before was that on these different slinkies, each of the different properties has a different kind of animation. So like for the slinkies, they have this kind of like fast moving paced pulse. And then if we look at like fuzzies and the normal chromies, it is a far less fast. It's like a normal paced change. So the animations, I think, possibly being part of it, I'm not sure. But yeah, there's just insanity as far as what squiggles cost right now. I am curious, before we move on, what a bold squiggly will cost. I had the opportunity to buy one for 6 and I didn't. Wow, 38. That is wild. I think Friday night or Thursday night, the floor was around 21. And you know, picking one up, you're double your money right now. Obviously, having only 400 of these, they are very, very hard to pick up and have one of the smaller supplies within this that are attainable. And then at pipes, the pipes having a 78 floor. Moving on from there, Bored Ape Yacht Club still chilling around that 14 to 15 ETH, kind of that range. You know, we've seen the first spike up, the second spike up in mid July, and then the big spike for, you know, kind of the Hong Kong announcement. And now what we're seeing is volume trail off. The pricing is starting to trail off. And, you know, we'll either keep going down from here. I don't think so. Or we're going to just chill at the 15 ETH floor price until, you know, auctions in September. And then, you know, for punks, it was interesting. For the punks, when the Sotheby's and Christie's auctions were originally announced, I can't remember if it was Christie's. So when the Christie's auction was originally announced, prices went insane. And then they kind of came back a little bit and they held. And then once they held, they went right into the auction, running into the auction. Prices came up a little bit. But right after the auction, prices actually pulled back significantly. So if we're using that as like the same thing for what's going to happen with these apes, potentially the best thing to do is to wait. But you know, we don't know if it'll repeat itself like that. But we did see that happen with the punks. We did see a huge rise. The auction happened and then prices started to come back a bit. The bullish factor for if we see prices rip is if we see Bored Ape Yacht Clubs that go to this auction go for like $5 million a piece, that would make us say, okay, well, the market's undervalued and these are only 50K, so let's pick some up. I would expect people to absolutely run to the market and buy, and we would see prices and floors move up highly. I'm interested what this chart looks like. Wow, yeah, so as you can see, like 18 sales, 17, 14 sales, 13, 42, 20. This is the Damien Hirst project for our audio listeners. We're looking at, you know, the month leading up until this weekend was like at most 40 sales a day, averaging what it looks to be like 15 to 20 sales a day. And then on the 13th, we get 94 sales. And then on the 14th, 250 sales, average price of 9 ETH. And then on the 15th yesterday, you know, kind of pulling back in volume to 30 sales. Obviously, the volume or the pricing there being a deterrent. But it's interesting, even at a 10 ETH price, people buying in sort of a FOMO. What I'm expecting here is to see this pull back a little bit, maybe head towards 5 ETH. I'm not sure if we'll make it far below that, but we'll pull back from here. In my opinion, just because volume will slow down, people want to capitalize on the pricing, and then we'll move from there. Absolutely insane. I don't think we've seen anything go like out of you know, what the normal pricing is. Like, no, I don't think anybody was paying like 70 or 60 for one of these yet, because they all do look so similar. I saw a 13.5 ETH sale there. 12.9. So yeah, it's just people are buying the floor. They look, they find a name they like, they find one that looks cool, and they buy it. Punk's Comet currently at a 1.95 floor. Average price starting to go up, even though we see volume not following that same kind of trend. And I expect this price to keep going up as they add more utility and then make more announcements. It looks like a mint pass can be bought for 1.95. A founder's vault DAO token can be bought for about 2.2 to 2.5. And then a normal Punk's Comet can be bought for 2.5. So in raw ETH terms right now, Punk's Comet's obviously being valued a little bit more potentially, or about the same as a DAO token. We'll see if those ever split and diverge. But MintPass is certainly pulling back in pricing right now. We'll probably see that as claim periods or reveal period hits, that price start to rip again. Floor price for MeBits, 2.94 or 2.98. I don't know why I said four. You know, we're still seeing this kind of just sideways movement. We saw the spike pullback. Now we've been chilling around the 3 ETH average price. To pick up something that looks interesting and cool right now is certainly going to cost you close to double digits. Otherwise, it's a pretty plain MeBit chilling around, you know, 4 ETH. We did see a 3D gang female go for 22 ETH and now being listed at 33. So MeBit's kind of just chilling. Cool cats just chilling right now. You know, I'm curious to know what the floor looks like. Oh, so we have this sale roll in. This is one that my friend was looking at. Cool Cats certainly being another project that good vibes, looks cool, and I do think is a laggard in the space. I'm going to pick one up right after I finish recording this, and hopefully I'll have that purchase done before everybody watches, because I do really want to buy one, another one. So I'm excited. Derpy Burbs, currently sitting at a floor price of 0.11. Activity-wise, you know, they're over the last like hour here, still seeing volume come in. Sales are happening. Lots of people picking stuff up. Let's see here. So it does look like the floor at one point was pretty high. And I think it looks like it got up to 0.2, and then over the last couple hours here, last 4-5 hours, the floor is trying to pull back. Obviously it's a little hard if we pull this up over the last 7 days. Yeah, there's just not, you can't get refined into hours on OpenSea, which sucks. Hopefully they add in that functionality where we can get defined, like hour moving, like volume and price movement to see how things are changing. But it does look like from the activity monitor, you know, as of like 5 hours ago, people just started offing these to get out of the project. And we'll likely see this floor come back in. We'll have to look at the floor and see how many, how thick that floor at the 0.1 to 0.2 price point are, to get an idea. For hash mass, volume obviously had to spike up. You could pick one up for average price of 0.6 to 0.4. And then average price shooting up to 1.78, volume trailing down, and then average price actually shooting way up. So I think this is another example of like, what are historic projects? What are projects that were, you know, talked about a lot and then now are just slept on and not talked about? Like, we don't see people talking about Hashmask on a day-to-day basis. And again, one, this is, there's just so much coming out right now. But two, like, you can't use, really, we don't see people using Hashmask as profile photos. And it's not like a, oh, look at me, I own a Hashmask and it's, you know, so, you know, amazing. I do think, though, that a Hashmask is a good way to say, like, hey, I own a piece of NFT history, because it was such a, it was prominent. Like, the name changing utility was one that we hadn't seen before. The way the project was curated or created throughout the different artists was unique. And yeah, I'm a fan of the project. I might pick one up. I'm not sure, but definitely do your research, because it does look like on the activity side, even though volumes are down, there are some big purchases obviously being made, pulling that average price up. You know, seeing a 4.5, a 2.5, 3.1. Anything really crazy happening? I mean, it just looks like over the last day, obviously having more and more volume at the higher price level. So seeing some 2 to 3 ETH sales roll in, obviously pulling this average up. Let's look at CryptoPunks. Do a refresh of this page real quick. 41.99, so a 42 ETH floor. There's only, what, like 30 until a 50 ETH floor. So really not a 42 ETH floor. This is just people most likely who bought and are have been delisting or reducing the offering on this. Let's check it out. Yeah, so transfer on August 11th and then offered for 50, and we can just see that you know, slowly decreasing their numbers. This punk, same thing of, you know, 46, 44, 43. Same thing here. Let's see. 48, 44. Oh, so it's sold for 40. They're trying to do a quick flip. Interesting. You know, the punks floor, nothing that worries me right now. If we saw this thick, like the floor was really thick and people were selling at 42, then I'd be concerned that we would start to see some paper handing happening. But really nothing to worry about here. Like floor is technically still 50 in my opinion. If we really look at this from a serious standpoint, to pick up high quality stuff that looks amazing and, you know, you're definitely going to be, reaching into your pockets. You know, if you want a purple hat that's got an earring, or if you want a wild hair of glasses, you're in the 85s. Interesting. Very cool wild hair with the welding glasses for 87. Yeah, I mean, punks are certainly moving in price right now. As far as, like, if you want quality, you're going to pay for it. The floor at 50, just, you know, they're floor punks. And if you want something that's like a profile photo, lifetime hold, you're definitely going to pay for it right now. Excuse me. So let's see, we looked at these punks in the previous 24 hours, or at least over the weekend. Volume has certainly pulled back. You know, if we look at the all punks page, you know, on one page, we can go 4 days back. Whereas a couple of weeks ago, to show you the 24 hour volume, I had to go 9 pages back. So obviously volume has pulled back a lot. There's my favorite punk right there that I want to buy. So sad. It's getting me. I think that was picked up by Yeasty Dough. So congrats to them. But the last 24 hours, or at least over the weekend, seeing a 3D glasses hoodie, 3D glasses cop, a lot of smokers going for sale, pipes, wild hair going for sale, VR going for sale, 85 ETH, 105 cowboy. Anything crazy? Not really. So, like, volume's down. We're not seeing too many crazy pickups. Obviously, that 3D hoodie, probably being the most notable sale in the last, you know, 48 to 72 hours, going for 300 ETH. So yeah, like volume is down, number of sales is down, and the floor is still at 50 though. And the people that are currently having stuff for sale are just obviously flipping or, you know, they want to get out of the position, need liquidity, and the floor, you know, a couple of purchases away from going right back to 50. So with that said, let's look at crypto market. The crypto market up 3% overall, currently being valuated at $2 trillion. Bitcoin currently sitting at $46,200. Ethereum currently sitting at $3,200. As far as, you know, what's happened over the last couple of days, or at least the last weekend, over the last 7 days, Ethereum did have like a bounce back last week to like 3,000. We popped all the way up at one point above 3,300, and then now kind of just over the last 24 hours pulling back a little bit, and then this morning, just before the recording of this, seeing the numbers start to bleed off again. You know, nothing that I'm too concerned of. The chart kind of just showing strong support on this trend line up. Do your own research, obviously. Like, I'm not a trading channel. I'm not a trader. I was even telling somebody last night, like, I don't look at the price of Ethereum anymore. But if I do see, like, the potential where this channel up starts to get tested, understand, like, where is my risk profile? Like, if this breaks, do we go back to 2000? Am I exposed in a way where if that happened, I would be in trouble financially? Am I set up to buy a dip? Am I set up to realize, you know, if we have a huge rip up, am I prepared to sell? What am I going to sell to realize gains? Have a plan. Like, just be aware of what's happening, what could happen, and have a plan for all situations. That's the best case scenario. You got to do your homework, do your research, and be prepared. You can't try to play this entire game. I wouldn't say game, like that's the wrong terminology. You can't work in this industry being fully reactionary. You need to be prepped and you know, go into things with a plan. That's my opinion. So yeah, guys, good to be back. Glad you're all here. Hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't already, please subscribe. It helps a lot. Do share the show. If you haven't, big shout out to Tom, who gave me a big shout out and helped me get a lot of subscribers. It meant a lot to me. And guys, if there's anything I can do to improve the show, to you know, add value to your mornings, let me know. I'm so amped and pumped to keep getting, you know, to know more of you and to provide more value, and to explore more of what we can do with this format. With that said, hope you guys enjoy your days. Have a good morning, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow.